That was like the first thing we talked about when we met. I was like, "Are you high like
Yeah.
right now?"
Is Hannah high?
I'm not high, guys. High off life.
Yo, Hannah,
I
you're
just don't
zooted in this picture. I don't care what you
know.
say.
I promise you, it was not.
I feel like if
Maybe
you don't
I'm
have a lot of clout or if you're not
disloyal.
rich in LA, like you're just like an outcast.
Yeah. Everyone, the reason people go to LA, like I went to this neighborhood. It's called Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah, that one? I've never
Yeah, you
heard
know
of
that
that
one?
one.
So I went there and I parked at like one of their local shops because I got before I moved to Pittsburgh, I got Equinox, which is like the highest, like the most premium gym in LA.
Yeah,
And there's like
it's expensive.
actors and shit like that work out there. And I saw some people. It's crazy, but everyone there looks like some type of influencer, model, actor, like
Yeah.
a lawyer. Like it's there's Rolls Royces everywhere. I don't know
Yeah.
if I've ever seen so many like $1 million cars in
Equinox is the
one
bougiest gym of
place.
all gym franchises that exist. It's just
Yeah.
ridiculous.
Wow. I didn't
That's
know
crazy.
that.
Well, they don't have them here.
I got
There's
plenty
not
of
enough money
enemies.
here for them to open an
You don't think
Equinox.
so? Do you think there's money coming here?
From what I've seen in front of what I've heard from people who have lived here,
Mm-hmm.
apparently like it's growing a lot. I've
Yeah.
only been here for a year, so I mean I haven't seen much, but
Okay,
apparently
yeah.
it's growing a lot here.
Yeah, I think you're the most, like, you've been,
Xeniopol?
yeah. What was that?
She's from Xeniopol.
Xeniopol? Is that really where you're
Did you
from?
just say Xeniopol?
Xenopol? I don't know.
Okay, well, it's Zillinople.
Okay.
And every single time I tell
Xenopol.
people that's where I currently live, they're like, that's not a real place. That's not real. That's like, what? How do you even
Sounds like a
spell that,
joke. Yeah.
right? But I was actually, I grew up in that area and then kind of was in the Cranberry Township area, then back to Zilly. So, but originally I was born in Teaneck, New Jersey.
Really?
Yes.
You're a Jersey girl. You're a
Well,
Shoobie.
people say that I'm a Jersey girl, but I was just born there. Like, so I don't know where I'm from. I originally say, like, I'm like, I'm from Pittsburgh, but
Did
it
you?
took me about like 45 minutes to get here.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm so used to it, and I'm like, I finally found a place out in Mount Washington that I love.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
I will
where
be
is it?
moving. It's walking distance from Monterey Bay, which is a very nice restaurant.
Monterey
Who
Bay.
gonna take me there? Who gonna take me?
It's
Comment.
open. It's
Comment below
open.
if you'll take her there.
Yeah.
I keep on focusing on this camera. I forgot about the red dot. Hey, guys.
By the way, make sure to like this video if you support people.
And
If you like
human rights.
humanity, if you
Human
like
rights.
humanity,
There's a lot
this
of
is the
people that
one
are
to
gonna say
like.
no. People don't like people
I know, that's
sometimes.
right. They're gonna be like, fuck
So
people.
put the thumbs down button. Is there a thumbs down button on the podcast?
But anyway, let's talk about some like stuff that's happening. What do you guys think has been interesting recently?
I didn't even know Logan Paul had a brother till like a few months ago.
What is wrong with
Really?
you?
Yeah, and apparently he's married to
Wow.
some other girl named Tangerine or something.
Tangerine.
Tangerine.
Tana Mongeau. Yes.
Yeah,
Tana?
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I was
So
so
you're
into
late, bro. You're late
Vine.
to that club, but I guess and you're oh shit. Praying for that man.
Yeah, I'm
But
praying for John.
yeah, we worked out together before. We're
Yeah,
kinda we did yeah, we
kinda.
kinda worked out together. We had
Carlos showed
more
up in Gucci and
contact.
did a few sets and then was like, I gotta bounce, got a meeting with the CEO of GNC.
That's why you think I'm bougie, bro. That's why.
This makes
First
sense. He's a
impressions are
Libra. He's a
everything.
Libra. So
Yeah.
this makes sense. I would know because Libra's in my moon. I'm a bougie bitch too.
Yeah. I feel your stories are so aesthetically like nice. Like you ever
Why,
seen her
thank you.
stories and shit?
I have.
She like
I
draws on it
Do you
and
like
like
my stories, guys? I don't know. I like my stories. That's
my
why I
stories are
post
me just
them.
talking about some random
Dude, when
You're
I look at your
funny.
stories,
You're
bro, I
funny.
see a ton of leg. I see
No,
like big ass legs and like
the random
you're
cat.
almost naked. It's like brother. But no, then you talk about some real shit. So it's like in between.
Yeah.
I just like the random cat videos. He'll just randomly be talking about a subject, and then all of a sudden he just switches to the camera and like, "What are you doing?" And then switches back to what he was.
Cats are amazing.
Yeah, we love
Yeah.
cats. Cats are great.
Dude, I would actually take the time to watch like cat fail videos.
Oh yeah, when I was younger, Cat
Yeah.
Fails
Cat
on
fails.
YouTube.
I'd watch that for like 3 hours straight just laughing as a
Oh my
kid.
God.
Oh man,
Didn't
but
make the jump.
they got 9 lives, guys. Don't worry.
That's hilarious. But no, that's awesome. I love it. My 2020 goals are pretty similar to the both of you guys's because I think we all just want the same thing is have residual income, money coming in, living the lifestyle that we want,
Yeah.
and and being happy, like doing what we want, right? Like there's this one song by Drake and the lyrics really hit. And he was like, how'd the song go? It was like, fuck being rich when I'm 40, I need it now. Something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay, probably not. Anyways.
Look at my neck. I got a carrot cake.
A carrot cake, dude. Okay, but yeah, that verse hit me different. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, fuck being rich at 40. Like, I need that shit now. Yeah. Right? Like, mm-hmm. And you can do it. It's just people want, like, oh, they have expectations of you need to go to school. You need to have a doctor's degree if you want to make that type of money.
That's all cap.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
With the amount of money that I've seen people make, literally, like, from so many things, like let's say online coaching in specific, like $50,000 a month versus your 8-year degree to be a anesthesiologist and make maybe $400K a year. Like you're already, are you topping that 50K times 12? Like you're topping $400K.
Yeah.
And then taxes, man.
Huge shout out.
We don't pay taxes. Just kidding.
No, huge shout out to my man, Joseph Medina, dude, this guy, he's 20 years old. This is just one of his businesses. He has different ones that are really successful, but like, he recently announced his first $1 million month at 20 years old.
That's crazy.
E-commerce. It's a huge market.
But looking at dropshipping a lot.
Bro, yeah, that's like, and even of course, not all that's profit, right? But yeah. I'm talking, you're with that level of a business, you're pulling in hundreds of thousands a month.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Yeah, it's just crazy. So out of the box thinking that people don't ever think about, oh, what if I find people from China and then have them ship my orders? And like, no one's thinking that.
That's how Alibaba is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alibaba, Shopify, so many easy ways to do it, but everyone's focused on like, fuck, I need a job. Like I need to get a minimum wage job, right? That's like where people's mindset is at when they have no idea that there's so much more. Like they have no idea that they're thinking and manifesting at the same time.
I think a lot of people don't understand either that everything requires a certain strategy. Mm-hmm. Like I can't just go say, all right, I'm going to start a dropshipping business and I have $100 on me.
Totally.
Like
yeah.
I might have to work for the next like 4 months and then have that like smart movement invest into that. Like people just want to jump into something or people don't have the patience to like work to get there. Like everybody wants instant gratification.
Yeah.
Which is not really possible in most cases.
Mm-hmm. Totally. No, that's right. Because I remember, I mean, like everyone needs patience. That's a huge thing because definitely been doing this for a couple years and I started that way. Like I was working a part-time job at McDonald's selling weed and selling other stuff.
Honestly, that sounds pretty profitable to work part-time at McDonald's and sell weed there. Like you're literally, Torrance. You're making more than the manager.
Yo, Torrance was my town. I had a big market of the high school. Bro, I better
if customers come to McDonald's, can I get the dump?
Yo, I took a bong rip out of the drive thru one time. My friends came through with a bong, like, yo, hit this, bro. And
you
I was on the job.
It would have been viral.
It would have been right. Viral.
People have done that and it has gone viral. I wasn't thinking at that time. I wasn't like,
what if we did that?
I wasn't.
If we just wait, well, who's gonna be inside the McDonald's?
Does anybody have a bong?
Does anybody work at McDonald's and want to get fired?
Comment below.
I'm sure a whole lot of them do.
I mean, if you've ever worked in any restaurant, you know that everybody at restaurant smoke weed. Everybody just smokes collectively in the back. Yeah. So I mean, you could probably easily get somebody to do that.
Yeah, 100%.
That's how they tolerate their job.
Yeah,
it's just getting high.
High, pretty much. I used to bus at Texas Roadhouse when I was 16, and we would get high every time before we go in, and I would just grab the fucking basket of rolls, and we would all just go back there and just eat hella rolls.
No way.
Those rolls are like 700 calories per basket. Rolls. It's insane.
That's crazy.
Dude, you're funny as hell.
Our manager used to sell to us.
Yo, really?
And then I started selling. I took over.
The real tea.
Yo, this is the plug right here. This is...
Not anymore. Not anymore. I'm the plug for workout programs.
Hey, there we go. No, hit him up for online coaching.
Online coaching.
And no more weed. But I took all that weed money, took all the McDonald's money, and then I put it into my first business. And then that like took me on a whole path because I did network marketing and, you know, different like companies that just focus on residual income and, you know, building a team for 2 years when I was 15 and a half or like 16 to maybe like 17 and a half. And I would be holding events at my house. Like my stepdad hated me because I would always advertise the house like, yo, you know, this is where it's going to be at. And then I'd have like 16 people in my living room and I'd be presenting at like 16 years old, just like up on the TV and shit. So you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere. Yeah. And then it takes patience and strategy, like you said.
Yeah.
For sure.
You got guys like Gary Vee who, like, say, like, oh, like, Gary, I like a lot of stuff Gary Vee says, but then he'll also say, like, yo, you got to work for 10 years and then save up and then invest into your business. Like, it doesn't take, you don't have to wait that long. Yeah. He's like, get rich when you're 40. I'm like, ugh.
No. Ugh. Totally. There's ways.
I'm be miserable for the next 20 years of my life to be rich when I'm 40.
That would suck ass.
But you do have to have patience.
Yeah. Right. No, 100%. Patience. What else? What do you think? What books are you reading, by the way?
The Bible. Like,
The Magic Treehouse.
Have you really?
No.
Oh, okay.
The Magic Treehouse book is such impressive. A good book. Honestly, Carlos, I'll be honest with you. I don't really...
Know how to read.
Just kidding. I do love books, but I'm more into watching YouTube videos, and like how I learned everything that I know.
That's
like,
crazy.
Straight up.
Yeah,
I can't read. So when people are like college or YouTube or Google, like you... can literally learn anything on the internet. Hmm. Anything. That's you right. could, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I prefer just doing that. I'm more of a visual person. Like I can see, you know?
Yeah. YouTube University. And that's great. Everyone learns different.
Yeah.
Too. Like there's people that's why some people are good in class. Other people are not because they have to learn. You know, doing it or seeing it or
right.
So everyone learns different. Yeah. When I like audiobooks too.
You do? Yeah. They're cool. When I was like in college, I did go to college. I went to community college. Does that count as college? Yeah, I guess.
Kinda.
I don't know. I would buy these like $900 books, but I would not read them because they were required to buy and bring to class. And if you didn't bring your book, you lost points.
Isn't that like stupid? Like why? Are they going to make a book $900? They know you have to buy it.
The whole system is pretty stupid.
I'm like, you're going to teach me what's already in the book.
Yeah.
Why am I buying this book?
So they can make money and profit off of
it. Think about it. They're profiting like 10 times on a book.
Yeah.
Because it only costs them $5 to make that
shit. The resale is $20.
It's stupid money. It's stupid money. Quit college now.
That make no sense.
Call 1-800-QUIT. Nah. But
big deal. You know, I just had some weed in my car. I got arrested for it. They took my blood, which was illegal. They weren't supposed to take my blood. I didn't know that because I didn't have parental consent.
The police took your blood?
Yeah. Wow. Without parental consent, that was illegal. Mm-hmm. At the time, I didn't know that. So they used that against me, whatever. A year later, didn't finish my community service hours, so they said it was probation violation. And the judge at the time, he sentenced me to 9 days in jail. Later on, I found out that the only reason that I got sent to jail was because the facility needed money and I was somebody else's replacement that just left. And every single teacher, everybody that was there told me that it was my charge. I should have never been sent to jail, basically. I was in jail with people who were there for like sexual assault, all that like shit you go to jail for. You don't ever hear people going to jail for not finishing community service or smoking a little bit of weed.
That's so messed up.
It's crazy, right? It's crazy how the system works.
Did you have to like... watch out in the showers?
That's terrible.
No, I have seen I have seen people do the dirty though.
That's crazy.
I've seen people throw rocks at each other. I've seen some crazy shit there.
Anybody get shanked?
Yeah, I've never seen somebody like kill it, but I've seen people like make shanks and shit.
Dude, imagine that. You're just like smoking a joint, the next thing you know you're in a federal prison with...
But this was 2 years later. Like, I thought I was over with. Like, yeah. I did not expect that. I thought I was going to get put back on probation and just have to, like, redo some, like, classes or something, maybe some more community service. But they were like, nah, like, 90 days right then and there. You're gone. But it was literally just so the judge could make some money.
Wow.
So and the judge in the county next to me ended up going to prison for doing the exact same thing.
Mm. So they're doing karma. Dirty work. They're doing dirty work. Shit. So you did 180 days.
No, 90 days.
Oh, but I thought you said they gave you another 90 days or something.
No, I got 90 days when they charged me. Originally, I was just on probation.
Okay.
And then when they sent me back to court, it was considered a violation.
Got it.
So 90 days.
That's fucked.
90 days. I lost 45 pounds in jail. I came out looking like Anne Frank. It's crazy.
Well, that's
you barely eat there. You can't eat.
Jesus. But that's transformation. That's another reason why you got to hit him up for coaching.
It's crazy. I've been through it.
Dude, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
That's insane. And here you are about to go.
And viral. within that year, after I got out of jail, I worked at a flu vaccination company. Mm-hmm. I worked 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. for like half the year, saved as much money as I could. Because, you know, like I come from like a really like dysfunctional family, yeah. bad family home. I got all my money and I just fucking moved to Pittsburgh. I had no cosign or anything because my family was broke, you know, poverty. Nobody could cosign. I all had yeah. bad credit. So I had to put 4 months of rent down. So I did, wow. I basically had to empty my bank account and move here.
That's insane.
And I literally just fucking winged everything.
Wow.
And then I went to a cruise 3 months later and my life changed.
Bro, props.
It's wow. crazy, right?
That's a huge risk that you took on yourself. Give this video a thumbs up. Okay, let me give it a thumbs up. All right. Comment below. What do you think? You know, who do you think we should have on to future podcasts? And also make sure to follow us. Hannah Daisy on Instagram. Sebastian Burka.
B-U-R-K-A.
B-U-R-K-A. Carlos H. Martinez. All right. So we love you guys. We love humanity. Give it a thumbs up if you like humanity.
And again, animals. I love animals.
We love animals.
And cats.
Yeah,
and Sebastian's cat.
I love cats so much. Anyways.
All right. See you later.
See you guys.
To the next one. The youngest, that's what I don't understand. Like,
I never followed up on like the Vine stars, yeah. but the TikTok stars are coming.
That's true. TikTok is the new wave.
Yes.
Like, we're gonna make one right after this.
TikTok is booming. It's so easy to go viral on there. You just keep putting out video after video, one of them will go viral.
Do you know people? Every day?
I know a lot of people who are viral, yeah.
You post every day?
No, I'm lazy with it, honestly. And a lot of my content gets removed. I don't know why. Really? They're very strict.
Because you're showing your nipples, Sebastian.
Okay, that's true. But there's a lot of people who are also showing their nipples and are famous, so.
That's true.
Riddle me that. But a lot of people are going famous. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And it's like, you never expect it too, right? There's just these grandpas that they'll post stuff with their families.
It's like crackheads. Like crackheads have clout now. Really? Like literally, like they have fan bases. Like people who just work at McDonald's be like doing some random bullshit in the back of the kitchen. Yeah. Like it's just like they love it. They love the crackhead energy. You know Chris? Chris is fucking has 200K on there now.
Dude, I know.
He started like a month ago.
I followed him like in the beginning stages, like whenever he was getting like 200 views and like, I was like.
On TikTok.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, he only had like a couple videos out. So I followed him like earlier. So it was cool seeing that transition of him like growing his page. Because I know Chris. How long have I known Chris? This is going to be an interesting story because I know
since she lived in Teaneck.
I think I've known him for about 3 years.
Okay.
Just like, yeah. And we connected on Tinder.
Really?
yes. And his bio.
That's a good way to connect.
His bio in Tinder was, I'm using this for Instagram followers. Literally. That was it. And I was like, so I slid in them DMs. I was like, it worked.
It worked.
So. Yeah, he's a cool dude. It's interesting to see.
I've made a few TikToks with Chris, and every time we do like the same thing, it's literally just him putting a bucket over somebody's head, and every fucking time, I shit you not, it goes viral. It's really? So ridiculous. So I don't even understand
that's
it.
Crazy.
Like, the last one we just did a few days ago has 15 million views.
What?
15 million views. It's literally just him putting a bucket over us.
Where did he get the idea of that?
He just did it once and went viral and just keeps doing it. It's literally the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, well, I've seen that. Like, multiple people have done that, and they just redo it in their own way, and it works for whatever reason.
I don't know why.
Because, like, kids are on there, and they just think it's funny. They just catch it at a different time. Yeah. It's crazy. So what do you think, like, do you think that's what made Chris famous?
Or no, Chris was big on it. So about 3 years ago, I used to train this kid named Kelvin. He's also, like, has his other name Brother Nature. I don't know if you ever seen him. He's the kid that feeds deer.
Yeah.
So
and then he's like, wait, what's that deer's name?
Dude? Canella. So they're all from where? Know that one? All those deer are from the Poconos.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
And they're not even the same deer. It's all cap. But he went viral. I remember when he went viral, he got like 175,000 like overnight in like 3 days. He was on ESPN. It was crazy. Like it blew up so fast. But that was before I even lived here. And somehow Chris had seen his videos. And I didn't even realize this until Chris told me this last week. Chris used to send him like protein and stuff because Chris already had clout. So that was 3 years ago. And I remember Kelvin would get protein in the mail and he'd be like, yo, should I take this? Is this good? And I'd be like, yeah, take it. And then I found out Chris was the one that was sending him that stuff, which is just crazy.
No
it's
way.
Such a small world.
Yeah.
But yeah, now Kelvin's super famous and rich in Hollywood.
The protein Dude. Plug.
Yeah. I, like someone showed me that and they're all excited. About like what? The Canelo, or oh, the Canelo, yeah. The deer. And it was the most stupid thing, but it works.
He actually just got jumped. It was viral.
Really?
Yeah, he got beat for? The shit out of, I don't know. You know, Kelvin's like also like kind of from the hood, so mm-hmm. people like see him as this like nice figure because like he has a charity and like feeds deers and all that, you know, that's like the image he has on social media, but people don't know that like Kelvin is actually, so I'm sure Kelvin was probably running his mouth.
Yeah,
and it was in it was in Miami, so you know how like Miami's, they get down in Miami.
Oh yeah, I bet. And isn't that crazy, like you never know what somebody's really like just through their social media, as much as you want to try.
Yes.
you don't know till you meet them and like you actually know their character. But I bet you there's so many fake people that like, promote like they're good or
the entire like social media industry. I think is pretty much, I don't want to say they're all fake, but a lot of it is just a show. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is just not this. Like I know a lot of famous people in the fitness industry specifically. Like I know like probably some of the biggest guys in there, and it's just not who they really are. It's like they turn on the camera, they become this robot. It's crazy.
A brick wall.
It's crazy.
No.
But a lot of them are cool people. A lot of them are. So I don't want to say that to everybody.
Yeah. And so, like, you grew your page pretty good on IG.
Been doing it for a long time. So mine's, like, actually been pretty slow compared to people that, like, I'm friends with. Like, I've seen people blow up in a few years, this or that. Like, maybe even a few weeks they go viral. I've been doing this since I was in eighth grade.
Wow. Yeah.
So damn, it's been, like, I've had my page for 7 years.
Yeah.
I have, like, if you go back to the beginning of my page, I started, like, the day I started working out. Like, it's all there. Like, you can see my entire progression from the start.
That's crazy. Do you have YouTube? You do that?
Yeah, I just started on YouTube again. I just made my first video again. I used to do it, like, 3 years ago. I used to make videos with Kelvin. I have videos with Kelvin on my YouTube.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
back then.
Before he went.
It was when he first went viral, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And they're still up there? Like, they're posting?
Yeah, they're all still there. They're just workout videos. We used to go to the gym every day and
OG
shit.
OG friends. OG. Man. We love to see it.
Now it's about, like, how can we grow faster?
Yeah, how can we grow faster? The algorithm is always changing.
Yeah, that's true.
Always changing. It used to be so much easier years ago. Like, when Chris went famous 3 years ago, like, it was so much easier to go viral. Mm-hmm. Now it's like they shadow ban people. You don't come up with hashtags. Everybody's doing the same thing. It's just really hard.
Totally. Really, I think I did something, like, I posted fuck on TikTok one time, like on one of the words, and they, like, nobody viewed it. It was not seen for whatever. They
two of my TikToks just got removed like 10 minutes ago. I don't even know why. It was just me and my cat. I have no idea why.
Wow. They don't want to see the pussy.
Damn, maybe that's like, why.
You got to take the pussy off.
No, that's definitely what they want to see. Because if you notice, girls would never get removed. Never get removed.
Because they know that's what, like,
because men love women. that's
what do you say?
Let's test it out. Let's see.
Start a TikTok from scratch and like compete who grows the fastest.
Dude,
what if we did that? What if we did that right now though? Like, if you actually took 5 minutes,
challenge me.
Hannah would blow up the fastest. You just put money on it.
Because if you just
Hannah's a female, all she has to do is look good and just like throw a winky at the camera, be like, comment if you want me. Boom, viral. I'm not even joking. It's that easy. Basically, you know, my goal is, I'm a competitive bodybuilder. Like, I never really had any intentions of being an influencer, because when I started doing it, it was like when fitness industry was basically a brand new thing on social media. Like, it was the original people, and then it became into this huge, like, glorified thing. So, like, I want to grow my page enough to the point where, you know, I have clout, you know, I can get brand deals and whatnot, because brand deals and going pro go hand in hand, you know. Yeah. Even if you're a pro, that doesn't mean that much anymore, because social media controls everything now.
Totally.
But you know, if I go pro, I go to the Olympia, like, that's inevitably going to bring me followers, a fan base.
Yeah, absolutely.
So basically what I'm trying to do right now is grow my online coaching business, be able to have a sustainable income from that, and then just focus on going pro, getting big. Yeah.
So you want to go on to Olympia?
Yeah, that's my goal. Go Olympia. I will go to Olympia. Yeah. Mark my words right now, I will be in the Olympia stage. It's inevitable.
Yeah, you have to speak it into existence.
Yes, exactly.
Right? You guys all believe, all know about manifestation.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, I just did a podcast about this.
I saw it on your story with, what's that guy's name?
Mike Fallett, the Dream Starter.
The Dream Mike Starter. Fallett. That's pretty cool.
He's super cool.
Wait, so tell me about, how do you know Mike? Is that from, like, ACN?
No, I know Mike through Instagram, and I actually use my manifestations for him to DM me.
Yeah? How do you do that? Let me start with why. Why?
Because he was worked with a lot of my other friends that modeled. And I was like, who is this person? Like, I need to connect with this person. Like, And this is whenever I was first starting off learning about like the law of attraction and all that. So yeah. I was like, I'm going to imagine him DMing me that he wants to work with me. And it ended up happening. And I've been working with him ever since. And now we're going to create consistent content for his brand and everything. So yeah. That's like my dream, to just do this, do podcasts, do videos.
What about your brand?
My brand, same thing, like just being everywhere, like I'm talking like everywhere, you know, whether it's the music industry, like, you know, everything. So
I like it.
Jack of all trades.
Yeah. Yes. Well, no, you're just showing up. Like, I think her thing is awareness. She just wants to be seen like everywhere. And that's where it all starts, right? Where people see you outside, like in different places or stuff like this.
Yeah.
Right. Now people are going to Hannah Daisy, go follow her.
So that's basically how my Instagram grew a lot this year. You know, I was at 18,000 last December. So now I'm at almost 45, which is like
insane.
It's a pretty big difference from how like it took me years to get to 18,000. But then, you know, I knew people just from like being involved in this industry. I knew other people who were like bigger influencers. And I was actually serving at this place called Fogo de Chao. It's a Brazilian steakhouse over here downtown. And I just hated it. So I just quit like that day. And then later my boy Seth messaged me on Instagram. He was like, yo, do you work? And I was like, no, I actually just quit my job today. And he was like, oh, do you want to go on this cruise with me? Like, I can't find anybody who has off from work. He's like, it's this big fitness cruise. There's gonna be a lot of influencers. I was like, that's cool, but like, I don't have money. He was like, no, it's all covered. It's all free. So I got flown out. I went to this fucking cruise to the Bahamas, and I met like basically probably like,
that's like a dream. 80%
of the fitness industry was on that cruise. It was insane. Like, I don't think there was a cruise to this day that would beat my cruise experience. Like, it was just crazy. It was basically just a bunch of influencers on a cruise getting fucking trashed and having a great time. And I made so many connections. And then after that, you know, like, the people who I roomed with and met on that cruise are, like, some of my best friends to this day. You know, I talked to Dustin every day. I talked to the twins. We went to the Arnold. We went to L.A., San Diego, Vegas this year. We went to Miami again. You know, I've traveled. He came to Pittsburgh to visit me. Like, and every time, like, these are my homies, so like we're known as like kind of like a group of friends now. And whenever we travel or do anything, it's like we're constantly being seen. So, you know, like I was just in LA and I saw some girl that I seen 3 years ago at her show, because she wasn't even famous back then. Yeah. She just lived in the Poconos back there over by me. And she was like, oh my God, like, is that you, Sebastian? Like, I see you everywhere. That's crazy. Like, I remember I met you 3 years. It's just when you come up everywhere, you kind of like get this people start to know you.
It's like it's like a persona. Like, they see you everywhere. Like, dude, this guy's
even if I wasn't putting out content, like, people still know me everywhere.
Isn't that the best feeling ever, when like someone random comes up to you and they're like, yo, do you do this? Are you Sebastian?
It's in Pittsburgh, is so small. It's like, I don't even know, there's really nobody else involved in the no males. I know there's Paige, Peanut, I don't know if you know Peanut, but there's not really anybody involved with the fitness industry like I am here in the city. I mean, there's Raymond and there's this guy Seth. Seth's a big YouTuber, but he lives like out in Monroeville. I think he's associated with Pittsburgh. Raymond just won Mr. Olympia, so I mean, like, that kind of beats me. You know, he's fucking Mr. Olympia. He lives here. But besides that, like, the influencer wise you know, nobody's really doing that here in the fitness industry.
That's true. And you've been involved for a while.
Yeah,
like, that's a dream, to just get hit up one day and you're like, hey, do you want to go? All paid, expense paid.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
That, what?
Were you just not like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah,
did you have a passport?
I bought a passport. I didn't have one.
No way.
I had to get it expedited. I had to pay like $250 or something like that for it.
Yo, worth it.
Yeah.
Dude, worth that's it. Crazy.
I spent so much money traveling this year. I like literally did not get to save any money, like put myself in a broke-ass position, but it was all definitely worth it just from like those experiences and the connections that I've made.
Yeah.
You know, like, time is way more valuable than money. You can always regenerate money.
Totally. What excites you every morning? Oh my
God. Cosmo.
Well, some of my 2020 goals, man, there's a lot, and I want to say that I want to be a star. I want to have some type of viral video. Like, I've never had a viral video. I've never gone viral.
Yeah.
I would love to have a little blue check next to my Instagram. But my goal is to have residual income and be able to do what I want whenever I want, but still having that money come in monthly. So I think that's something that I would like to find a market in. And there's definitely some different ways I can do that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to do, is like my main goal in life is to be financially free. So I can travel, I can do whatever I want, and just actually appreciate the life that we have without the stress of money.
Yeah.
Because, you know? I do like nice things, I definitely do, but I'm doing this all on my own. Like, no one's helping me, and I've learned how to take care of myself, and I want to continue to do that. But I see myself blowing up. Like, I see myself just figuring out what I need to do automatically. And I feel like 2020 is such a great year, and I've met so many great, great people along the way. So I'm very grateful I got to meet you guys, which is super cool, because it's like, this is what the universe wanted, just to bring us together. So I think that's a couple of my goals.
Yeah.
Hannah low-key manifested us into bringing her on this podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true.
There you go.
Like, if I didn't know these guys, I probably wouldn't have, well, we wouldn't have all connected the way we did.
Right.
Like, it's crazy that you knew Jonathan.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's at now. Is he in Philly?
No, he's Jonathan, he might be in the hospital, or he might be home.